It's the podcast that takes more twists and turns than a wet roller coaster ride, The Feast of Fools. On today's show, America's favorite tranny on the internet, Tracy Tyler, goes on a sexy double date with a bear comedian, Mark Puree.
New study shows that gay men's brains are similar to Sarah Jessica Parker's.
Sock Monkey Obama, a controversial doll sold online, raises questions about racism and the future of our presidency.
Say hello to Plutoids, not a spicy mint, but an astrological body.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Villian.
I'm Tracy Tyler.
I'm Mark Puree.
Stay tuned!
The Feast of Fools is brought to you by generous support of fantastic, full-figured, fabulous people just like you.
We really couldn't do this show without your support, so please visit feastoffools.net and make a donation.
Get a t-shirt!
Get a mug!
Your financial contribution really does mean the world to us and makes the show possible.
Thank you!
Remember, Feast of Fools is also brought to you in part by LifeLube.org, your sweet spot on the net.
LifeLube is your big tent guide to gay men's health, from sex and drugs to fairies and bears.
Woof!
Your friendly concierge for all that's gay, sexy, and healthy.
LifeLube is the shame-free zone that keeps us all together.
LifeLube.org, hit the sweet spot.
Once upon a time in a magical land, there lived a mama bear and a papa bear.
I'm mama bear.
I'm papa bear.
There was a little gay boy on the internet looking for sex. And he found an apartment that he could go in and do whatever he liked to whoever was inside. So he went inside the apartment and there were three pizzas laying on the countertop. One was too hot to eat, one was too cold, and the middle one was just fine. But since the little gay boy was so hungry, he ate all of them up.
Mine had sausage on it.
I bet it did. And then the two bears came in and discovered their pizzas been eaten.
Rawr! Where'd my pizza
Who's
go?
Who's been eating my sausage pizza?
Come here, boy.
And then so what
and so how
then?
Do we end this fairy tale?
Yeah, this fairy tale's not going anywhere.
I'm gonna put a stop to this intervention here.
This is the Feast of Fools. I am Fausto Fernos, and on today's show we have, of course, Mark Feelian.
Hi everyone.
And Tracy Tyler, everyone's favorite tranny on the
Hello everyone!
And of course, the most beautiful, beautiful bear in Chicago comedian, Mark Puree. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi,
Welcome
Tracy.
Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you.
And I'm turning up your volumes now because you guys had we had started the program. Yes. You guys had not checked your
No. Well, we didn't do a sound check.
So Tracy Tyler is performing at the musical version of Sweeney Todd.
Sweet.
At 1125 Loyola Avenue in Chicago, Fridays, Saturdays, 8 p.m., Sundays at 2, running until the night before Pride, the last Sunday in June.
Mm-hmm. So if you're coming into town for Pride, come out and see us. There's lots of family members in the cast, and it's a really good show.
Are they hot, though?
Yeah, there's some hot guys, and I get to see them naked.
Really? You change in the back with them?
Yes, I do.
So they get a really cute daddy to play with Sweeney?
that would be funny if he thought I would be calling him daddy.
Well, one of our listeners, Nick, saw the show and he said you were wonderful at it and he had a good time partying with you afterwards.
He was so sweet. Shout out to Nick.
We're going
to
go see it next. Coming up this Friday, we're going to see it.
Friday.
But before we move on, Tracy Tyler and myself, Mark, Sally, Amanda Steinstein, Rick Aiello, Kennedy Monroe, Ben Lerman, we all traveled up to the city of the Brew City, America, mm-hmm. Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
And I had the most fun. I have to say, Tracy, you are the most funnest girl to ride in a car with across the Midwest.
We had fun. We had such a good time.
One of the first things you did when we pulled over at a truck stop is you went up to the Starbucks lady. And you said, can I have a double mocha frappuccino?
I did. We walked up and she's like, ma'am, can I help you? And I'm like,
I'd like a grande, but
why did you talk like that to her?
I don't know. I just wanted to freak her out. We were just having fun.
It was hilarious.
And was she freaked out?
A little bit.
She was like,
that's a big lady.
She's like, that's a big lady. And then, of course, you were like walking around the truck stop going, that's a tranny. That's a trucker tranny over there.
Really? Were there other really trucker trannies?
There was one that was very trucker tranny. And I kept saying, Fausto, look at her. Look at her. She's a trucker tranny.
And I think we were just sort of misdiagnosing.
Why did you think she was a trucker tranny as opposed to like a big bull dyke?
Okay, well, my girlfriends and I, we call...
Your trandar.
We call trannies that are a little bit on the rougher side. We call them trucker trannies, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just kind of a term of endearment.
Because trucker is typically like a masculine kind of guy, you know? And so
exactly. Not some ones, yeah. I know, trust me. No?
Well, yeah, that's true.
And so we arrived to Milwaukee in due time, in good time, but of course there was a storms and tornadoes and thunders.
Oh my God, it was lightning. Too...
It was the way it moved surreal. Me was frightening.
It was knock on it wood. Was so surreal. It was like the sky was purple, and it was like
wait. So I checked into the DoubleTree. You checked across the street to the Ramada, and what happened after that?
Within five minutes of checking into that hotel.
Well, I went up to my room and I turned on all the lights, you know.
And you were breaking light bulbs and
smashing the room already.
Like, light bulbs are out. There was a light bulb that was out.
You snuck that light bulb into your purse, didn't you?
It seemed really dark. It seemed really dark in my room. And I think it felt dark because it was like, it was like 5 PM mm-hmm. and it was pitch black out. So it felt really dark. Dark and dingy in my room, and I'm like, ooh. So I turn on every single light, and one of the lights didn't come on. So I called to the front desk and said, you know, there's a light bulb out. Can you send someone up to change it? And I said, it's really dark in here. So they said, okay, we'll send someone up. And so they sent someone up, and he came in, and he's checking it out. And I had laid all my bathing suits because I brought like 4 bathing suits because I was performing in a bathing suit that night because that was part of the
skin. So you had
all
your sexy wardrobe laid out on your bed.
No, it was all my it's just bathing suits laid out on the bed. And he looked at me, and he said, he looked at the light. I showed him where the light was.
The light bulb you had unscrewed.
No, I didn't unscrew
That's
it.
Your technique.
No. I'll tell you what happened. It's actually kind of funny, but he checked the light bulb that was out, and then he like was checking. I told him, I said, it's this one. The rest of them are on. Yeah. The rest of the light bulbs in the place were on, so he decided to go and check all of them. Like, they're out.
He was
or
snooping.
Something. Yeah. And then
he wanted to make sure you got the customer service you deserve, Tracy.
He asked me, he said, are you planning on going swimming? And I said, because he went to the door and he goes, I'll be back. I had to go get a light bulb. And he goes, are you planning on going swimming? And I said, I don't know. I go, are you? I said, why don't you come swimming with me? And he goes, no, he goes, I'm at work. And
is that when you put your hand on his crotch?
I did. He was really cute. He was tall.
A whole new meaning to room service, ladies.
He was tall and really cute and young. He was so young. He was like probably 22 or something. I don't know. He was like adjusting himself and everything. So I knew that he wanted that. So anyway, so he left.
That's the international symbol for I want you to play with my penis. I'm going to start playing with it first. And so if you're talking to a guy and he's doing that a lot, he pretty much wants you to do it for him.
Well, I don't know.
You do know.
I know. But you know, I don't know how I get into these situations. Literally,
I don't know because you're a whore.
No, I don't have like anything written on my forehead.
So the guy came back.
So you know what it is what? He started flirting and I flirted back. And
well,
so,
you shouldn't have put on
was.
That Little Miss Muffet outfit, Tracy.
You know,
I was wearing what we
with
drove up there with.
Gingham skirt.
Oh, but
the,
you know what
theater.
I did? That's what it was. I had that red T-shirt on that was off the shoulder, like very flash dance.
It was very flash dance,
and you could see my boobs.
Maybe that's what did it.
So you started playing with his dick, and he didn't stick around. He returned back later.
Yeah, he goes, I'll come back. And then I thought, oh, God, he's going to go and complain to the cops about me or something. I molested
There's a
him.
Horny woman who wants to sleep with
and
me.
And I'm thinking, oh, God, I hope he's at least 18.
Was he really young?
He was like 22 or something. Wow. He wasn't a child, but he was a good-looking man.
So he came back.
Anyway, yeah, he came back, and I was surprised, and then he changed the light, and actually what it was is it didn't need to be changed. There,
see?
I just didn't turn the knob all the way. I didn't turn the knob all the way. If I would have kept turning the knob, it would have turned on. Because you know how those hotel lights, you keep turning them, and they go different strengths?
Right.
You know, it's like a three-way bulb or something.
That is okay, Tracy,
so
because I wanted to be alone with
and into
you.
Your mouth?
No, so then he turned around and he goes to me, he said, so what's up? He goes like, what's up? And I'm like, okay. So anyway, so one thing led to another. It's like, we just made out. I mean, we didn't have intercourse or nothing. We just made out.
But you made out not with his lips, but with his penis.
I did. I know that's so slutty, and I want the listeners to know that
I go
months without sex.
That's not true.
And then when I do have it, it's like it always seems to be like some slutty situation.
Hotels make people horny, though, don't they?
I don't know.
I think they do.
I was excited. The trip had me excited, and so I was flirtatious, and
did he know that you were transgendered?
Oh, yeah, because you know what he kept saying? Oh, God, I promise to be clean in the future. But he said to me...
To your therapist? To Jesus? No, to yourself? What did you promise to?
So he said to me, he goes, I want to fuck your... And he almost said... pussy, yeah. But he caught himself and he said ass, and then I thought, okay, he knows I don't have one.
But that's part of the thrill for you too, isn't it? Kind of getting caught, doesn't that add to the sensation? Because there's a lot of talk on the community forums about stuff.
Really.
No, that doesn't turn you on.
It is a little
because you're always like cops and cars and does he know or does he not know and stuff like that. So I think that's
a tranny. You always wonder. You always wonder if he knows. You know.
But I think that's part of human nature, though, isn't it? To like that thrill of something. You're like, I don't know, that's why kleptomaniacs steal, isn't it? Well, not just so they want things, but...
Yeah, it's for the stuff.
It's the thrill of getting caught.
I'm going to give up worrying about if they know or not, so...
It's like millionaire Hollywood celebrities that steal things. They usually steal it because the thrill of getting away with something. Mm.
Is that right?
Yeah,
because
so.
They can afford it. But
you know.
But anyway, Milwaukee was fabulous.
So speaking about the thrill of getting away with something.
Yes.
Sweeney Todd, the musical. So do you get murdered in the show? Do you kill somebody?
Everybody dies, don't they?
Not everybody, but I get murdered. So.
Oh, my God.
Is it a dramatic death scene?
Every night, I have I'm dripping with blood. You should see it.
So did they manage to get the chair to tip back?
Oops, oh, careful with the microphone, sweetie. Talking to the microphone there.
Did they manage to get the chairs to tip backwards?
No, our chair doesn't tip backwards. The bottom falls out.
What are you guys talking about?
You'll have to come and see it, Mr. Marcus.
Well, for the people who are not going to be able to see it, will you explain it to them?
Well, in Sweeney Todd, the Sweeney puts him in the barber chair.
It's a guy named Sweeney.
Yes.
And last name Todd.
Yes.
And his gay, oh, I thought that was his gay lover.
No.
What?
Sweeney and Todd. I don't
know. It's like a porn or something.
When he was a barber named Benjamin Barker.
Okay.
And he was married to this beautiful woman and they had a small child named Joanna.
Named Lucy. The woman's name is Lucy.
And this evil judge who her character works for, sent him away. And he came back.
I send him away. I beat him up. And
you personally or the character you play?
The judge tells me to go and send him off to Botany Bay. So,
are you one of those method actors that believes you are the character you're playing?
No.
William Dafoe?
No. I'm like, you know what? Everyone that has seen the show that knows me has been like, oh my God, you were so masculine. You were so scary. Because I play it very, very masculine, very scary. And it's Cockney. I play Cockney.
So you chose not to play it like, I can't remember his name, no. Wormtail from... Harry Potter did in the movie.
But so, no. The tipping of the chair, because he's a barber, so he's got people in a barber chair. Is that
and
what it is?
And he's getting revenge, and it's
he's slitting
there's a
their
lever,
throats.
And oh. the chair flips back mm-hmm. in the Broadway show and in the movie.
Actually, that's in the movie they do that. The Broadway show, the seat drops out, mm-hmm. and then you go down a chute, and then the chute takes you to the bakehouse, where they chop you up and put you in the pies.
In the meat pies.
In the meat pies.
And that's where they're selling, everybody's like, it's sort of like the plot of some serial killer, sort of Law and Order meets Soylent Green.
Right.
Well, everybody's eating these meat pies, and they're like, this is delicious.
Well, there's always been a debate whether this is a true story or not.
It's not. When I was in London, they said, I went on a Tragical History tour, where we went to, I did.
Someday
you ever
you'll be
in
on
London,
that tour, yeah.
Don't say that. If you're ever in London, I recommend it wholeheartedly. Okay. It's the best thing. We went to Jack the Ripper's places, where he killed people. And
I did that too. That was fun.
Yeah, so we went to Fleet Street, and we saw the building that's supposed to be Sweeney Todd's Mrs. Lovett's pie shop and all this stuff. And they said it's an legend, it's a fable, it's whatever. So there is no historical evidence that it ever happened, but it is a pretty damn good story.
But it's kind of like Rocky totally Horror Picture Show that people fetishize the musical, and that's why you wanted to be in it. It didn't have anything to do with the fact that you wanted to be in musical theater. Is that you wanted to be in Sweeney Todd the musical?
You know what, Tracy was
by any kind.
Well, she was really hoping that Mrs. Lovett was going to fall down the stairs, and then of course
that plays
the actor, yes, and so Tracy would miraculously have to play Mrs. Lovett because that's really what you want to play.
No, what really happened, honestly, is that I didn't audition. I was not planning. I'm still trying to work on this CD, and I'm still trying to get my band back together, and all that and what really happened was I just got a call out of the blue to come in and audition for this because someone that's in the show knows that I did the part before, and so I said what the heck, and I did it. I accepted it thinking.
And you've been regretting it ever since?
No, I'm loving it. I'm like getting the bug again. I'm thinking, God, I want to play more parts. So I love it. I miss theater. I forgot how much I miss theater.
So Tracy Tyler is going to be starring in Sweeney Todd the Musical. You can see her again Friday, Saturdays, 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. at 1125 Loyola mm-hmm. Avenue. You can go buy tickets. Actors Theater, that's theater company.com, and it runs until Gay Pride in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also on our today's show is Mark Puri. He's a bear comedian.
Yes, I am.
And a Jewish frat boy.
Well, I was in a previous life.
What was it like being a Jewish frat boy?
I was a member of AE Pi. It was in
Alpha
I thought it
Epsilon Pi is the name of the fraternity.
Alpha Epsilon.
Yeah.
Pi.
So instead of keggers, you guys just drink like Manischewitz
wine. Because you're a bear,
wine.
You were like, you were just going pi. And they're like, no.
No, there
it's
was
a
no
letter.
Good food in the house. That was the problem.
Really? I mean, you think fraternities would have beer everywhere.
They
kosher
did.
Beer.
Oh, they did. I mean, our kitchen table was a slate of wood on top of a kegger. Yes, we did.
Oh my gosh.
That was one of the biggest jokes. We were a Jewish fraternity sponsored by Löwenbräu. I mean, if you can explain that.
Really? For real?
For real.
Well, it's a German beer.
Oh. Well, so there's a lot. I mean, I never see the difference between being German and being Jewish, but some people do.
Yeah, there was this little thing around that.
Yeah,
World
just
War
it's
II.
World War II.
Yeah.
It's called
some people still have very hard feelings about.
There's a lot of, in Hebrew, a lot of German words.
Well, that's Yiddish.
Yiddish, I'm sorry.
That's Yiddish.
Forgive my ignorance, but there is a lot of German culture in Jewish culture.
And vice versa. People lived in Germany for
some
centuries.
Words that we use in our vernacular in English actually come from Jewish words.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I have
Yiddish.
No idea what they are.
Well, they come more from the Yiddish, the lower classes.
Like putz.
Putz and schlemiel and schmazel.
Anything on Laverne and Shirley, basically.
Anything that basically came out of Gary Marshall or Mel Brooks' mm-hmm. mouth. Yeah, it's basically.
It's part of popular culture. And so you host a comedy night, hats off to Mel Brooks, at McDonough's on 1505 West Fullerton Avenue. That's mcdunnas.com.
And they have really good food.
You can eat, and if the show's not funny, at least you got a good meal.
Exactly. Oh, the show's always hilarious.
And so, what are you preparing? Like, and I know this is always such a cliche to ask a comedian. It's like, tell me your material, but what are you talking about usually?
Oh, let's see. I talk about what it's like to be a bear. I talk about...
what it feels like for a bear.
Well, you know, there's
it sounds like a Shania Twain song or something like that.
It's a Madonna song, but it feels like...
I don't know about Shania Twain.
Like
maybe
to be bear.
Maybe Travis Tritt or Charlie Daniels or Hank Williams
Can
Jr.
Can I tell you, you're talking to... I am a former bear.
Tracy is a bear.
She's coming out as a bear.
Because you're hairy?
I'm a mama bear.
You're like the least hairy person I know.
No, I used to hang out with the bears because I used to like, you know, big hairy guys.
It's a lot of fun to hang out with.
I used to go hang out with all the bears, yeah.
So you used to go up to Touche on Bear Night and
you know what's so funny is, you know, when I was younger, I used to hang out with all the Twinkies and stuff. And then I kind of graduated to the bears, and I've been through a lot of different
communities. So have you ever managed, you know, I always feel sorry for that little boy. They have that little skinny little delivery pizza boy who has to walk through Bear Night with the seven pizzas and make it from the front door to the pool table.
Give him a blowjob.
I think you should at least have hazard pay. Blowjob is a good idea, though, too.
Well, you should intercept him at the door and be like, I'll take that.
Really? I'm amazed they don't. No, they make sure. No. Let me at least get as far as the pool table. It's like.
I haven't went to Bear Pride.
I have been to Bear Pride. It's a lot of fun. Uh-huh.
What happens at Bear Pride?
You eat pizza.
It's fun.
Well, you can always tell you're at a bear event because there's always buffets and there's always food. And there's.
Now I go to Be All. Yeah. It's the same thing. You know what? Be All and Bear Pride is the same exact thing. Now,
really?
Be All, Mark, be,
is there some
be
layover?
All.
I've never been
all
to
is
Bear
for trannies.
Be All is for the transgender community. It's the same thing. You have like tables set up with people selling stuff, and then you have the dance on Saturday night and all the dinners. And
yeah, but
everything.
The trannies don't get in trouble like the bears.
Yeah,
get in
and they
trouble.
Don't have the trannies don't have sex with each other,
you
do
don't
they?
No, I know a girl that's on this show, and she she was running around with a towel.
Okay.
Don't talk about
it. No, Miss Kennedy, we love her. We love Miss
everybody.
Kennedy.
It seems like everybody who's on the show, except for Mark and I, are working on our Christmas album. Mm-hmm. But it's like everybody has a single now. What's up with
single?
That?
I know.
It's like all of a sudden.
I don't have
okay.
a single yet.
You're working on it, though.
Oh, I'm working.
No,
I'm working.
It's in production. It's called Pizza join, Pizza. Give me.
You should join Bear Force One.
I would love Bear Force
I would,
One.
Force.
The one. That's all that, you know, that's easy
I would
to
love
memorize
to,
the lyrics.
I would love to hook up with Bearapalooza or Bear Force One or any of these folks.
What's Bearapalooza? Tell me.
Bearapalooza is a group of bear comics and...
Oh, okay.
Various folk singers. You saw some of them when, what was it called? Bears on the Run came through. Like Babalu's a member of it. Kendall's a member of it. I think Matthew Temple.
Kendall's the hot guy that was in that video. What was that video? It was.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It was on YouTube. We were just watching. It was
it's
the guy
called,
dressed
it's
as
called
a bear.
Bears.
Bears.
From the
just Google
the
bears.
Don't stop.
Well,
bears.
let me answer this single
right.
thing.
It's been on Logo. It's
just for all the listeners, I just, you know what? I've been making a CD for years, and you know that, Fausto. I've been ever since Big Girls. Okay, that's why we took a break from Big Girls because I wanted to make my CD. You know, that was like what 2 years ago, year and a half ago now, and I'm still not done. So that's yet to. Well, you know, I'm still working on that. I will be working on that for a long time. But I, you know. I support Kennedy. She is the one.
Brother.
That, no, she is the. You know, I really support her drive and ambition to put stuff out there and to do stuff. So
what are you after,
that's
Tracy?
That's my girl.
What are you after? Come
no,
on,
that's my girl. I love.
I'm glad you guys are making up then.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Miss Kennedy Monroe.
Miss Kennedy Monroe,
yes, and
the
all
diva
the beautiful trannies who are always like talking bad about each other behind each other.
You know
backs.
What I want to know though about the bear community is that. You know, when I came out as a little gay boy and like all the gay guys, they were into fashion and they were into wearing male makeup and they were into going to the tanning bed and we shopped at Silverman's and Jay Riggins and merry-go-round.
Jay Riggins.
You're talking about the 80s here.
Yeah, that's okay, the 80s.
You don't want to see
and
me
then,
in a tanning bed. I look like an
Oompa
Loompa.
What happened? Because now it's like, in vogue to be kind of scruffy and hairy and, you know.
It is?
I think so.
No one sent me the memo.
Like when I first came out, I never knew a big butch hairy guy as being gay.
But isn't the guy on the brawny packaging? Isn't
brawny he a paper bear? Towels.
The brawny paper towels.
Now that's a different community. Yeah, but see, that's a different. To me, that's a different community. The muscle bear, the not muscle bears, the muscle boys.
I think because men are being allowed to be. I mean, we went through the metrosexual 90s of the whole gay.
I think straight people are the ones that are metrosexual. I think that gay guys, they wouldn't be caught dead.
They're just gay.
Yeah, they wouldn't be caught dead being labeled metrosexual or getting their nails done.
Guys are getting their nails done, of course.
But a lot of, like, I know bears, you know, they scoff at that. They're like, oh, you got a manicure?
No, I know bears with manicures. It's this whole idea of manscaping which drives me absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I hate that.
So you don't trim
bears
at all?
Are meant to be hairy. They're not meant to be scaped.
You have but a haircut. You trim your beard. What are you talking about?
I'm talking trimming chest hair. Or shaving your legs. Let's see your chest hair.
Can we see?
I'm furrier on the belly down.
We'll see your belly. Well, I mean,
so you don't trim that at all?
There's no need to trim that.
No, I don't need to.
You just have hair on your stomach. That's all. So do I. Look, see. Am I a bear?
Yes.
There's a nice little belly, though.
You have the same amount of hair that he has.
But, you know, I'm not the big...
I have no hair. You want to see my chest?
Yeah, let's see it.
You're not pulling your nipples out again. Stop that.
Tracy, look. She's
stop it.
Flash your boobs.
She just mentioned nipples. She's like, here it is.
Time for breastfeeding.
No, if you can see some of the big furry bears I
hang
out with.
My beautiful mommy, the book. The best book ever written.
But some bears do trim, and they still consider themselves bear. They just want to, you know, it's just whatever floats your boat.
I've had a couple cubs look at me and go, why trim my chest hair because I want to even out my tan. I'm like, oh, please.
And then there's something that they want, you know.
Wanting to look good, though. So,
now, do you trim down there, though? Do you trim down there at all?
No.
No, you
don't. Can I tell you something? I hate that. I like a guy to be natural. Now, of course, if it's stinky or whatever and smelly, then, you know, trim it up, clean it up. But I don't like it when guys trim all that. It looks so girly to me. Like,
you don't
want to
do all of it.
I mean, if you're going to, if you want to be in a porn movie and you want to look bigger than you are, then shave down there.
Yeah, if you want to look like you have a big body, shave or cut your hair really short. If you want to look like your body and your head is in proportion, grow your hair out. So like an afro on a chubby guy doesn't make him look very chubby, but if you cut your hair short, it makes it look like a cherry on top of a sundae.
That's like Liz Taylor. That's like Liz Taylor.
I was thinking about this earlier today. It's like, have you ever seen CSI?
Yes. My favorite show.
You know, Georgie's has to wax. There's nobody that hairless. That naturally.
I know. Well, it's like Robin Williams and
Nick Stokes every time he takes off his shirt.
Oh, yeah?
And it's like there's no body hair whatsoever. It's just like this is completely unnatural.
You know, the hair thing is like Elizabeth Taylor. The bigger she gets, the bigger her hair gets.
No, I love Robin Williams. I love Robin Williams. I'd love to play in those arms.
I like Robin Williams, though, too.
I'm not a big fan of the hair.
So, Mark Puri, it's this bear fetish or this bear identity, I mean, is this a legitimate interest in being plus size and being chubby and being hairy? Or is this a reaction to our... our over exaggeration emphasis on having a healthy, fit body, and
or
you can be
just
healthy and big,
working with what you got.
You can be healthy,
but you know
and
what
big.
I'm saying. I guess I'm not going to explain myself. Is this a reaction or is this an interest?
I think a little bit of both. I think originally back in the 70s when this all began, it was a reaction to the fact that more hirsute people, more furry people didn't have places to go. You had the leather community, and I've been a leatherman for 30 years, so I'm perfectly happy over there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you either were leather or you were a skinny little twink boy. There was no in-between.
And then you went to a twink party and you realized it wasn't about snack cakes.
Well,
and you were disappointed.
Well, twinks don't know anything about food. The day they put a pub inside Circuit, I'm there. But until that time.
What's the difference? A pub is a place where they serve food and beer. And that's why you do your comedy show at McDonough's.
Oh, I love the food at McDonough's.
Now, you came into my apartment, and you were saying, it's like, you don't have any junk food. I mean, you were complaining. So, I mean, is it possible to be a bear and also sort of embrace a healthy eating habit?
Absolutely.
And how do you do that?
I know vegan bears. I know muscle bears. I mean, if you hang out at Quads or down.
I just don't see any, like, I just see everybody as sort of like either, you know, athletic and I don't really, like, the bear, like, thing.
Have you ever seen American Chopper?
Official. What?
Have you ever seen American Chopper?
What is that?
What is an American Chopper?
It's a TV show over on Discovery Channel about these guys who run Orange County.
I love that, yes.
Yeah. Paul Tuttle Sr. would be my idea of a muscle bear.
Oh, I see.
So a muscle bear is just a big muscle guy with hair.
Hair.
Yeah, like exactly.
Frank, like Mark Lauer. What's his name? Matt Lauer.
From television, Good Morning America.
Or Lyle Alzado.
Did you see him in his bathing suit on the beach?
I was shocked to see how muscly and furry he is.
Cool. Yeah, Matt Lauer.
He's a muscle bear. He's a muscle bear.
I liked him as a...
And he's balding, so that adds to the muscle bear look.
Who are you talking about?
Matt Lauer went as J-Lo for Halloween 1 year.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful?
I'm sure he had to pad the behind.
I got a news item here for you guys. Today, it was reported, earlier this week, MRI and PET scan studies are showing remarkable similarities between the brains of gay men and straight women and between those of lesbians and straight men. And, of course, Tracy's brain is still a mystery and an enigma.
What is your brain? What's like a hermaphroditic animal?
A snail?
Oh, an earthworm?
An earthworm. Yeah. I don't know.
What was that fish that was male?
Or a seahorse?
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, Tracy has a spirit of a seahorse. A butterfly. Okay, so for example...
She looks so sad that we're saying, like, that. Well, I'm trying to come up with something because you're not a gay man and you're not a lesbian.
Yeah, and you're not...
What is the brain of a transgender person?
I'm a straight woman in a man's body.
But what animal would you... What's your animal spirit?
I'm a straight woman.
Okay.
You know, my totem, if you want to get into spiritual, my totem is a giraffe.
You're a giraffe. There
I
you
can
go.
See that.
I'm so not Tracy's a giraffe. Brain I'm more like an elephant. But
no, but I've see you. You have a giraffe-like quality to your face.
I have
face.
To say Sylvia that Tracy, Brown says that giraffe.
Sylvia Brown says that any animal that you're fascinated by when you're a child is your totem. And
oh,
I was
really?
Fascinated by
so giraffes. So then I guess
okay,
I was,
sorry,
I've been a bear since I was a child.
Because you were fascinated by bears, Mark.
Oh, yes. I was surrounded by stuffed animals and teddy bears. And
I liked otters.
And I like everybody. Okay. So,
and Tom Selleck. Oh,
I love Tom Selleck.
So you, because you wore a most beautiful giraffe print swimsuit.
I did, didn't I?
So you were sort of channeling your animal spirit.
I forgot about that.
Okay, so anyways, this
was on sale.
Let me get you guys sort of contemplating this. For example, the brains of straight men and gay women share certain common features, like the desire to drink cosmopolitans, wanting to wear glittery Jewish jewelry, and an obsession with Chris Knopf, Mark Feeling. The right hemisphere larger than the left, actually. On the other hand, the brains of gay men and straight women are both symmetrical. So similar trends emerge when scientists track connectivity in the amygdala, the region of the brain involved with emotional learning and activating a fight or flight response. They noted the strong similarities between gay men and straight women and lesbians and straight men. Everybody else is fucked. I don't know. It's also, it's sort of interesting that they categorize
it's the shape
people.
Of our brain.
So is that
it's the way the brains communicate and the way we fight or flight. How we negotiate things
I
and
I think
secrets.
There needs to be more studies about that because, you know, I think there are some very unemotional gay men and there's some very unemotional
Absolutely.
Straight women.
But these are sort of talking about the trends
but
that these
that,
kind
is
of
that
groups
usually
share
why
common.
You see all these straight men and lesbians in Home Depot?
I think so, maybe.
They have that same, well,
I see
that
a
same
lot
kind of
hot
attraction.
Gay yeah. men in Home Depot.
You see a lot of everything at Home Depot.
You see everybody.
You
I mean,
you
any
the best
store
thing
that
at
you can
Home
shop
Depot
24
is?
Hours a day, you're going to get cruised by somebody.
I love to see all those construction guys. They always go in their sweatpants with no underwear on.
Oh, really?
Home Depot.
How many times have you hooked up at Home Depot, Tracy?
I used to go there a lot when we were remodeling our kitchen.
Mm. Did you guys see the website with a sock monkey Obama?
I thought he was cute.
No, what's that all about?
Okay, so there's a furor, an unleashed.
Probably,
on the,
they probably even stopped selling it by
they
now.
They stopped selling it. Critics are accusing a Utah-based doll company of pure racism for selling a sock monkey named and fashioned after Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama on the internet.
That's racist.
Well, the toy. Just let me finish talking about it here. The toy, the company said, is a charming association between the candidate's
and a toy we have had when we were little. However, Janetta Williams, president of the local Utah chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, who had a funeral for the N-word last year, called the toy pure racism at extreme. Racist or not?
Right. I think it's
discuss
racist.
Here, boy.
I think it's racist.
I think it's racist.
So why couldn't there have been a sock monkey McCain?
There was a sock monkey George W. Bush. There was being sold on the internet. Is this racist to create sock... If the political candidate physical attributes... Mm-hmm. And you can't deny that Barack Obama has large ears and cute, sparkly eyes, mm-hmm. just like George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And they've sold the presidents of making dolls over the president is there.
This is the problem. The problem with this is that historically African Americans have been portrayed as being subhuman, and oftentimes they would say that they were descendants of like apes. Like a white person had sex with an ape, and that's where you get this. And so it was used as
a touchy issue.
It was used as a way to denigrate them. Uh-huh. And so this is kind of a remembrance of that denigration. And I would love nothing more than to have that way in the past that we don't even have to deal with an issue like that, because I love monkeys, you know, and I appreciate that we do have a relationship to them as, you know,
biological
simians, and you know, and they're cute and adorable, but I think just because of the whole some monkeys you like, some monkeys you hate, but
I just the ones with the red butt
or the blue balls are kind of freaky ones too. And so I just wish that we didn't have that connotation, and that's the thing that I think is disturbing, and I think it's very insensitive of these people and maybe even intentional to do that. So
I think it looks bad because there was no McCain monkey. I think if there had been a sock McCain,
mm-hmm.
sure,
you know, and saying, you know, politicians just monkeying around.
Somebody arguing
it would
have
had the evil connotation of the past.
Somebody arguing in the defense of this, and I'm bringing this up because it's an interesting topic of discussion, is that, you know, there was a sock monkey puppet made about President George W. Bush, mm-hmm. and it was being sold. And, of course, there's no history of comparing white people to apes except in the movie Planet of the Apes. But, you know, this is probably very likely that Barack Obama is going to be our next president. Mm-hmm. He is going to be the man. He's the man in charge.
But, Fausto, why can't... Okay, maybe this is a dumb question, but why does it have to be a monkey?
This company building this doll and the fear that came about.
But why are they building a doll that's resembles a monkey?
It's one of those sock dolls.
Because it's very easy to make one and market it. And literally, they were selling nutcrackers fashioned after Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Where you would take her legs and crack nuts with that.
Now I would have bought
that. I remember that.
And Hillary Clinton thought it was so funny and cute that she actually signed a box just to say, you know what? I move beyond these things.
Right.
And I'm curious to know what Barack Obama's response to this is.
I think
because racism is part of our mm-hmm. culture, and it's something that's real. And we're not, just because we have a black president doesn't mean we're not going to be struggling with racist feelings and ideas and injustice in the society. So, you know, talking about these things is a really healthy thing to do. Go for it.
Look, I know. I think that, like what Hillary did, I think it's very important to gay men owning the word queer and transsexuals owning the word she-male and things like that. It, you know, it only is negative if you allow it to be negative. And once, if you own the prejudice and you own
it. So you're telling Barack Obama to go out and buy one of these monkey dolls?
No, I'm not. This is what I am going to say, though, is that there are certain things that you do not talk about, and you don't not talk about, but you there are certain things that you don't mess with, and mm-hmm. racism is one of them. It's a hot button, and it's not something
that's not what RuPaul says. If you listen to her last interview with her,
it's not something that you test the waters of, I guess is what I'm saying.
Don't you think that this is but this is just another one of those non-issues that's distracting from the fact that they were in the middle of a presidential campaign?
I don't think so, because it's a superficial sort of trite example to talk about a very deep and right. dark reality that we face together.
It is the nature of kind of who we are and what we're going to accept as a society or want to have.
And if the election was held today, polls show that Barack Obama would be our next president. And I just think it will take an insane amount of stealing and cheating and lying and thievery.
Which they're perfectly capable of.
Perfectly capable for McCain to become the next president of the United States. So we're right now on the Feast of Fools inviting a gay Republican, somebody who lives in Chicago, who is a fan of John McCain, who is ready to defend him, because we want to have a strong, heated debate about the political process. And I think that it's very easy and wonderful and exciting to support Barack Obama, but I really want to have a great debate here on the show.
A discourse and flesh things out. Because, you know, he's a politician just like all the other politicians, and some of the times you really have to hold their feet to the fire and find out really what they're made of.
I just think it's exciting that Barack Obama is going to be our next president. I just want everybody to make sure.
And Gore is endorsing him today.
Today, that's right. He just came out with that.
Yeah. So it's fun.
I
don't know what's going to happen about that.
What is Hillary fit in?
She hasn't fit in yet.
Is she going to be the vice president?
I'm going to guess no.
I'd say go for it.
Maybe.
I think he should.
Why not?
She did get almost half the vote.
She could do it. You know, she could be the vice president and they could win.
She might sit back and just say, okay, I'll take a cabinet position.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, the Department of Health. So she could institute
universal health.
Because she appears to me to be somebody that really just is a worker and she wants to work. And the vice presidential job is really just kind of, I don't know, you sit there all day in that Senate and listen to things.
In the Senate.
You kind of are shut out of a lot of policy and a lot of decision making. And she doesn't seem like the type of person that would want to be shut out like that. So we'll see.
I mean, it depends. You have had Dan Quayle, who was
an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you had Dick Cheney, who was the president.
The bar has been set very low, so we have lots. You can only go up. I think it's exciting. You know, it's either going to be Hillary Bush, or it's going to be one of the former leading presidential candidates, like Madonna's guy. What was it? Clark. So it's one of those.
I think Wesley Clark would be an excellent choice, especially as we're in wartime.
Right, and I also think though they're also looking at one of the swing states. Somebody maybe from Michigan or Ohio or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty much it's going to be one.
What
of
about
those
this idea? Obama Gore.
I don't think Gore's going to do it.
I don't think so. He's like, I'm not going to be vice president.
It's
again.
Really, you know, you don't want to wish your worst enemy.
Is Ralph Nader going to run again?
I hope not.
We'll see what happens. You never know.
I don't think so. I think he's done. I think he learned his lesson.
Al Gore for Secretary of State.
And I'm for, you know, as someone who comes from Puerto Rico, I can see the advantages of having three strong political parties, but you can't have a winner's take all in every single race.
Right.
You have to have voting representative. So, you know, two-thirds of the seats go to the two-thirds of the vote, and so on.
Or if you want to do something really scary, it could be Obama-Paul.
Ron Paul?
Oh, Ron Paul.
You think Obama would be capable of getting an ultra-conservative Democratic candidate?
Do you think he's ultra-conservative or he's ultra-loony?
Well, regardless of how your opinion on his sanity is, he defines himself as an ultra-conservative in this country.
I think that's really out of the realm of possibilities.
Yeah,
I
mean, sort of like,
I don't think he made the short list.
Hitler's brain stands a better chance.
Hitler's brain in a jar.
And what about the other side? Do you think the ticket will be McCain?
I think it's
going to
be absolutely. I think either McCain Huckabee or the other guy who I can't even remember his name. Even remember McCain's name. That's how you know he's going to lose.
Mitt Romney's hot.
Mitt Romney.
You know what, McCain, there's a thread in the forums on McCain, and of course whenever you put McCain's name in our forums, his ad comes up, but it's always him as a young man, and it says McCain for president, and it says join our team, and it's like him as a handsome young man, and I keep thinking it has so much gay innuendo to it.
I don't know. It's McCain's online gay campaign targeted towards gay people, but it's not. I guess, is there a way to reverse engineer Google ads to identify whether it's being targeted to gay people who talk about politics on websites?
I don't know. Anybody
know? Because that would be news.
That would be somebody new.
Out there. Is, I think everyone's saying, oh, Obama's a shoo-in, Obama's a shoo-in. But there's a lot of middle Americans that are mm-hmm. very racist, that even if they are anti-Republican, mm-hmm. they're going to vote for him.
I mean, John Kerry was leading in the polls.
Yeah.
And Bush got reelected.
Well, it's because they stole both elections. And it's actually agreed upon. And
that's how you got to get out there and vote. I still am not sold on Obama either, because I still think he doesn't have enough experience, and I think that all he really has going for
him
is
he's all you have, Tracy. Yeah. He's you have.
That's McCain. All you have, Tracy. There's McCain.
You're going to vote for McCain.
McCain's not going to play for your sex change operation. Maybe, he's not going to give you hormones.
You're going to be the gay Republican on the show, then.
The new Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yes.
Superstar.
America, say hello to the beautiful conservative. Conservative trend.
Maybe it's the suburbs is doing that to me.
Who leaves her gorgeous, muscular, blonde husband at home all alone.
I know. Mm. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, Tracy, but so you really want John McCain to be president?
No, I don't. I wanted Hillary. And
well, that's
just
not going to happen now.
I know.
You got to put that behind
throw
you.
Throw your support.
All I'm saying
you
gotta
is you got to put all your weight.
You're like one of those crybabies who didn't get what she wanted for Christmas, throwing a temper tantrum.
I think that Obama doesn't have the experience, and I don't think that he knows what he's... I think the only thing he has going for him is that he's charismatic, and I think we're going to be sorry if he does become president, seriously.
So
because
I don't think
he has anything going for him. The only thing that I like
he's
about
got drive,
him...
drive, determination, he can
tell
people what to do.
And it has nothing to do with his race. The only thing that I like about him is that he's ultra-liberal. That's about it.
So
but that can get him into trouble, too.
So what if they teamed him with a Democrat with more experience, like Dianne Feinstein?
Like Hillary Clinton? Then I'd vote for him.
You were voting for him no matter
or
what.
Ted
you are
Kennedy.
Not voting.
No, I'm not.
If you
see,
vote for John McCain,
I
will
can I tell
beat
you the
you.
Truth
what?
that I'm afraid to say because I'm going to get yelled at?
What?
I'm thinking I'm not going to vote.
What does it matter? Because you're in Illinois anyway, so your vote doesn't really count.
Your vote doesn't count.
Because pretty much it's going to go anyway.
Actually,
well,
it does count.
True.
Everybody's vote counts.
Everybody's vote does count.
Because actually, you know,
Tracy's.
They're going to be definitely looking and scrutinizing this election mm-hmm. quite a bit. Since the last two elections, mm-hmm. Diebold, the company that manufactures the electronic voting machines, admitted to having problems with their machines in Ohio mm-hmm. that affected the outcome of the presidential election.
I can guarantee you that whoever goes in power, if it's Democrats in power, they're going to seriously look into that. Republicans, they don't care. But
so
the Democrats will.
Okay, last but not least on today's show, Pluto gets a new name.
Aww.
Miss Fabulous.
What is that?
It's Plutoid.
Well, Pluto's name is going to stay the same, but no, actually, Pluto, because they Pluto's
Pluto
no longer...
Pluto the dog and Walt Disney?
Yes.
No. Oh, or the planet!
Well,
Pluto's planet.
Character now.
So Pluto is no longer called a planet, so they kind of feel bad that they took away
the
names.
Name.
So well, it's still called Pluto, but so now small planets or planetoids are going to be called Plutoids. It's because they feel bad they took it away, so they want to give it, it's like a consolation prize. It's like, Miss Congeniality.
So you're talking
but
about
just for all of you who are concerned,
Pluto.
The planet
Pluto, the
dog,
yes.
is doing just fine.
Sirius, the satellites. Mm. The
He's
star.
Gone gay.
Hmm? Has he?
Pluto's gone gay.
He always did seem gay.
he did as a nice joke.
I'm gay.
Okay.
Hey, I want to read a review from iTunes.
Okay.
Can I do that real quick?
Yeah,
so just everybody, we're trying to get up to 300. We're at like 283
it's
now.
It's gay pride season, and on iTunes we have reviews for this podcast.
Mm-hmm. So we're asking you all to go and give us a review. We want to get up to 300 by the end of June.
So we're going
to
read our favorite mm-hmm. reviews in the coming weeks. So you can, this is your chance to get yourself on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So read out. Read it away.
Okay, so this is from Connie. And Connie says, I absolutely love you guys. I am a widowed, straight, white woman, 51 years old. I have two children, one grandson. I go to work every day and I listen to your show. You guys are the reason I get through my day. Your humor and your guests are awesome. Keep up the good work. And I'd love to meet you guys, to hug you both. Thanks for coming to my life. And he goes, I love Calpurnia's story. I love you, Connie.
Aww, Connie, we
thank
love
you. Connie.
Oh, you had Calpurnia Adams on.
We did.
Yeah. I just saw her.
Calpurnia Adams talked like
she didn't perform, but she was at the host hotel at Gay Days.
She was? Because you just got back from Florida.
Yes,
how was
and
Gay
she
Days?
Had this beautiful Brazilian boy and basically no clothes on her leash.
Wow. You know, I think I might have to go tranny just to get some hot studs. Well, besides Mark.
Mark
and I are going to become tranny women.
I think Bear Mark is a closet tranny chaser.
I think he might be.
We were taking those pictures and he's like kissing me. He was getting excited. I was putting his face. Look at him all
He's all red. He's
like, well, you know, there's been so
he's all giddy like a girl.
Well, you know, there's been some F2Ms, which have been very interesting.
Really? You've had sex with F2M women?
No, I've never had sex with them. Some of them are my good friends.
Or M2F or what, you know. Tranny.
Some of the F2Ms.
It's amazing how these women turn furry, like into major, like,
a little testosterone will do a lot.
It's called testosterone.
A little dab will do you. Okay, this is from Killer Clowns. I really enjoy the show. It's funny, insightful. I just can't get enough. Love you, boys.
Did they say anything about Tracy in those?
They did.
They do. Some
did
of
they
them.
Really? Okay. They said, "Oh, that bitch."
Well, you're like, you're not our Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I really love
the
show,
podcast.
Except for that horrible tranny that only talks about who she blows.
What is that? What they said? No. What does it say?
Yeah, but blows is kind of has stars before.
Read it again. What does it say?
I love the show, except for that horrible tranny who only talks about all the men she blows.
No, it
You're
doesn't say
jealous.
That.
That's what it right is.
There. Let me see.
It's not on there.
It's not on there. Major look. Hey, I want to tell people.
Okay, wait, we got to read this one. Sexy Lexi 07. Feast of Fools is by far the most fun and informative gay podcast on iTunes. I've heard a lot of other podcasts out there. I don't want to say any names that are really funny and entertainment, but I feel like I'm literally losing brain cells while listening to them. Not only is the show informative, it's really fun, and they have regular guests, Chicago nightlife stars, as well as people in the superstar status, like Jeffree Star, Chris Crocker, B. Scott, and even the queen of drag, RuPaul. I wish this show would last forever, and that's why I'm donating money to it.
Yay, thank you, Sexy Lexi.
Thank God they have a fresh show every day of the week, or otherwise I'd go crazy and explode.
And I want to remind people that today's episode was sponsored in part by lifeloop.org, your sweet spot on the net.
Subscribe via email or reader and never miss a sticky post. Gay, sexy, and healthy, hit the sweet spot, lifeloop.org. And we want to thank our guest today, Mark Puri, the stand-up comedian.
Thank
Plug
you.
Away your show while I'm getting the music ready here. Talk.
You can see me every Wednesday night at 9:30 at Hoghead McDonough's.
Wonderful.
And Tracy Tyler, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show again.
Thank you. Come and see Sweeney Todd.
I will.
We're open for two more weekends. I get killed. I get all bloody, and I act like a real man in it.
So for the people who hate Tracy, you can see her be murdered, and that might make you feel.
And you're using what's your stage name?
Not a lot of people. Do they hate me?
Well, no. you're the evil, conservative, attractive, blonde woman on our show.
Now I'm the conservative Republican.
You're fundamentalist Christian.
I'm actually the most liberal person you'd ever want to meet.
I know. What's your stage name, sweetheart?
If they go to the show, they can read it in the program.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you don't want people
I'm so glad they didn't cast me as Joy Behar. I really am.
You got to work on that routine a little bit, but... Hey, we want to remind you guys that the Feast of Fools is sponsored by sponsors of people like you. Your donations, your financial contributions, getting a mug or getting a t-shirt helps to pay for the production costs. These microphones, our bandwidth costs, the site itself could not be made possible without you. So thank you.
Come on, guys. Get a t-shirt and a mug.
Absolutely. We've got a new design. Check it out. Hey, and follow us on Twitter, okay? Twitter.com/Feast of Fools to get up-to-the-minute details of what we're doing to bring this show from our
And for a little spicy twist, you can read Mark's Twitter.com/insults.
And get insulted.
And get sting every day.
Every
he
day.
He writes about all his sexual fantasies.
No, that's you.
Do you list at least all your boyfriends?
No, I don't do any of that. I don't know
what... His boyfriend's
he's
right here, Fausto.
I'm right here. I'm his
husband. The love of his life.
Okay.
Yes.
So you don't have an open relationship.
We love our fans.
We do love our fans.
That's all I do. I'll do anything for a fan.
Anything.
I mean, I have an open relationship with my hand.
With your hand. Do you masturbate? Quick, around the table. What hand do you masturbate with? Me? Left. Mark?
Right.
It depends on which hand I'm using
the
porno with.
The left hand's busy doing stuff.
Left.
Tracy?
It depends on what hand I'm holding the porno with.
Well, which hand do you usually like to stick in your pants?
I think they're right, but I use my left hand to write.
You are
She's taking notes during jerking off.
But you know what? That's a dedicated writer.
The music featured on today's show is the music of Nick Granato. The song Purple Conspiracy from his album Outside the Lines is available on our website, feastoffools.net. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Purple Conspiracy. Nothing but a cultural tragedy. You gotta cover up. Gotta hold back. They don't want to see a color like that. They'll say you should try blue or maybe green. You gotta blend in if you know what I mean. You should try a color that's not so boring.